Welcome to Redeem the Commute. My name's Ryan. I'm your host for these daily challenges. The idea of these challenges is to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. So we've got a weekly daily structure set up with Mondays introducing a new idea, Tuesdays looking at where that comes from in the Bible, Wednesdays we see how that changes us, Thursdays we try to apply that change to our lives, and then Friday we reflect and pray about that before a day of rest and community on the weekend. We look at a different topic each week, and although we took a break for Easter, we're now back to our usual series on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' most comprehensive teaching of what it means to be one of his followers, both 2,000 years ago and today. We're looking today and this week at generosity and our motivations for generosity. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of Movember. It's when, in the month of November, men all over the place, from Australia to Canada, the US, and around the world, are growing mustaches on their faces, and they start out with a clean-shaven face November 1st, and so they look ridiculous for the first week or so, like teenagers trying to look cool, but they're so not. Moving through the transitions to, kind of sketchy, what's up with this guy, to the final stage of, 70s retro cool. And I did that for a few years, and it was a genius thing for the Prostate Society to do, because they were raising money through men very visibly doing something different with their faces. And so lots of people knew who was involved in this and could give money. But it went beyond that, because I was encouraged to share this on Facebook all the time. And then I was encouraged to set up a page on the prostate cancer website where people could go and donate specifically to my campaign, and where they could donate either anonymously or they could give their name so other people would know what they gave. Charities know that people like to be recognized for their gifts. Now, prostate cancer is a charity that's devoted to healthcare, but it's not just that kind of charity. Churches are often motivated to give because of what other people think as well, even though they shouldn't. There was a really interesting study done in Holland several years ago where they compared giving in churches where the offering was taken up in a basket. When the basket was passed, you could see what the person before you had given, and you knew the person after you was going to be able to see as well. You also knew how much had already been given by the whole church. And they compared that with how people gave when they were giving in little bags. With a bag, you would put your money in, and you didn't know what the person before you gave. Nobody knew what you gave. They found that givings were 10% higher in the churches where people could see what each other had given. Clearly, people weren't simply giving for reasons of generosity. They weren't simply giving because they wanted to support the church. There was something in it for them. And this isn't just a question of money. There was a study done a few years ago of why people drive the environmentally friendly Toyota Prius, a hybrid vehicle. And you'd expect it was because it was eco-friendly, good for the environment, even just good fuel economy to save money. But no, the number one reason people drive a Toyota Prius is because it makes a statement about them. The number three and number five reasons had to do with fuel economy and environmentally friendliness. So clearly, people give and do good things in our society for all sorts of reasons, and it's not entirely altruistic. There's often something in it for us. It can even come down to when you give to a charity through your credit card, getting air miles. It's hard for us to give for completely altruistic reasons and get nothing at all in return. So my question for you to consider today is, how have you benefited from giving to others in the past? Think about both tangible and intangible things, intentional or not, and how did you feel about receiving them? I hope that you'll consider that question alone if you're starting out with us, but that if you've been working with us for a little while, you're starting to share these questions and these discussions with other people. Start a little group of friends from the commute, from work, from your neighborhood, people you know in your life already that you can start to discuss these issues with. We hope a great friendship gets begun through these daily challenges. That's it for now. I'll see you tomorrow.